Rhythm and Praise 94.1. It's the afternoon show with Mo Bizzle in the building. How you feeling today?
I am blessed.
Well, thanks for being with us. We're going to talk your new album, Lightwork 3, the event you'll be at this Saturday, just an hour from Fort Wayne in Lima, Ohio, presented by Ascension and In Faith Ministries, you and your boy Dayton. But first, I want to start out with your story. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to Christian rap.
I used to rap in the world and whatnot. And, you know, when you rap for the world, your goals are different. So I was, you know, pursuing the money, cars, girls, fame, all that. And I was out in L.A. And unfortunately, you get into, you know, a lifestyle and trying to attain these goals that might not be conducive to where you want to be in life. And so without getting into too much detail, you know, I feel like I tried every hustle in the book, right? Mm-hmm. From check fraud to prostitution to credit card fraud to weed pills, like selling whatever I could to get money at the time, right? Which is where the God over money, which is our label, that's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. Because it was a time in my life where though I had a belief in God, I did not allow that belief in God to shape my actions and the path that I took in life. And man, it took me really falling down, bumping my head, breaking my life into pieces to realize that I was not a good God over my life. And I had to take accountability for where I ended up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when I'm living out of my car and sleeping on floor, like I had to take accountability for the fact that my decision making led me here. And so this is what happens when I lead the way. Let me at least try and see what happens when God leads the way. And, you know, I've been following him ever since.
What a powerful testimony of God's faithfulness in your life. And a lot of people know you from that God over money, obviously now with your label and you have many artists. Tell me a little more about that and where it came from.
There was a time when I came up with it, people were saying money over everything, money over everything. So I'm like, well, God over that then. So God over money and everything else. But also, like, I really did, like, I always had a belief in God. But when that money came, it's almost like it gives us an excuse, right? And look at whether you're in the corporate world, it gives you an excuse to act in a way that's ungodly to get to the next level. When you're making music, people could say, I love God, but then go to their job and do whatever. Mm-hmm. And getting to the bag is always what gives you an excuse to step away and put your godliness down and put God down and go chase the money. And so just going against that mindset and putting God above money so that I can't call this entertainment and then go promote sin for a paycheck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's good. Which leads me to this song. I was listening to the words in it and I was like, my God, Dear Hip Hop, which you released a while back, is so powerful. The words that you use at the beginning of what hip hop taught you, and then you bring it full circle to what your daddy, meaning Jesus, has said about you. And you say, you taught me how to walk, said I should I swear. You taught me how to dress, that's why I let my pants sag. You taught me how to be a man, like I ain't have a dad. You talk about all these things that hip hop taught you. Then you bring it full circle. Dear hip hop, I met my real father. He said he loved me and he missed me and I'm not forgotten.
Yeah, so if a child wants to be a basketball player, who they gonna have on their wall? Who they gonna look up to, right? Your Michael Jordan, your Steph Curry's, your LeBron James. But what if a child wants to be a rapper? Who's he gonna look up to? Who's he gonna have on his wall? Mm-hmm. And so if he follows these people who are giving these platforms, where is that gonna lead him? How is it gonna shape his mindset? What things that his mom told him are wrong is the rapper going to show in a different light now, right? Because all of the things that I did later in life, I didn't believe that they were okay growing up. I was never taught that they were okay. Selling drugs, not cool, right? Pimping is something that we would claim even when we wasn't doing it. How did that become a positive thing, right? The drug dealer started out as a villain in our communities and ended up the hero, and hip-hop did that. You know what I'm saying? So it's a very powerful vehicle. That's why we use the same vehicle to glorify God, and now we're going to go against those lies that we were taught. And so now we're going to correct the perspective and reshape the same way God reshaped my mind. You know, because once he turns on that light, anybody who's saved knows once he hit that light switch, you can't turn it off. You can't unsee what he done showed you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And now it's in you to show everybody else what he's showing you. That's pretty much, that's why we share the gospel. Right. We came into contact with Jesus. He changed our life. We have to go tell somebody else. And so that was me saying, you know what? I came up, I was misled. Hip hop was my dad, but then I met my real dad, and he told me all of the things that hip hop taught me were wrong, and this is really the way that I should be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and with that approach, I think so many have gravitated towards you because you have been so bold in your approach. And some have called you controversial, but you have remained consistent in that. You think because you have such a powerful testimony and what God has brought you out of, that's been part of where that comes from?
Honestly, I just feel like that's His Holy Spirit. Mm. And, you know, He kind of created me for such a time as this. I don't know, because honestly, in real life, I'm an introvert. I'm really quiet, reserved, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, and then part of it is, right, because of my testimony, because I had these, you know, I held rappers in such a high esteem, and He broke that in me, because I was chasing money, and then He broke that in me, and then I didn't have to get a record deal from these major labels. So it's God's doing it. God Over Money is an independent label, and I believe if you didn't build me, you can't break me. And so there's a confidence to know that as long as God's with me, I can say whatever He has me say. And because you didn't build me, you can't destroy me. And even if you did help build me, you can't beat God. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so the boldness just comes from faith in Him. Like, once I know He's on board, it don't really matter who else got to say what.
You better say that. So let's take it forward a little bit. Let's talk Light Work 3, your new album, 16 songs on this one. You Weren't Playing, D1, Flame, Fat Man Scoop featuring on this album. Let's talk how this project came about, how you select the people you work with, and in particular, Noel's.
A lot of times it's based on relationships. Sometimes if it's somebody new and up and coming, it might be somebody I feel like people need to hear that's not getting their just due. So I'll put them on a record. It's the sound, too. Like, who would sound good on this record? Because if you send me the verse and it doesn't sound good, it's not going to go.
Right.
because like, it got to be done in excellence, because we got the world trying to brand us as corny. So we need, every time we come out, it needs to be just as good as what they're listening to.
That part.
Above all, I try to do records with people who I believe are really genuine in their love for Christ. Mm. So, you know, Fat Man Scoop is like classic known DJ, you know, in the world. That you got $100 bill, put your hands up, make noise, like all that stuff. And so to have him on the joint saying God Over Money, God Over, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was so dope. And honestly, he reached out to me, like, he's been a supporter for a minute, and you know, he's been wanting to do something with me, and he was just like, whenever you got the right record. So when I heard this one, and I already had Miles Minnick, you know, Miles Minnick is an up and coming dude from the West Coast, and the vibe and the energy was just so crazy, I knew that the Fat Man Scoop would match it, not only match it, but take it to the next level. And even the premise of the song is a double meaning, right? Because on another song, I said, if you spell it right, there's no L's in Christ, right? But the song also is saying no L's, as in we're not taking any losses. Like, a lot of times we feel like if we come to God, there's something we're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But in the big picture of things, we're not losing. Like, it's only a W.
Yeah, like you said, if God's in it, then we won't fail.
Yeah. Like, if God's with us, we won't. Like, even me, right? I walked away. Like, there was prostitution, drug money was funding my music when I was in the world. That's how we did, got the studio time, shot videos, whatever. And when I walked away from all that, I went to work at Walmart and was like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this music stuff. I ain't got no money to do nothing. I prayed to God. I said, God, I don't have no money to market or do none of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And God brought everything I needed. He brought me producers. He brought me a producer, Boy Wonder, who just produced for Drake and Eminem. He wants to produce my album for free.
Wow.
Like, you understand? Like, my engineer, I want to engineer, mix and master your project for free. Like, all of this stuff where I thought I was walking away from something, and it was a sacrifice in the moment. It felt like one. But when I look at my life then and my life now, it wasn't even a sacrifice like that. Like, things are so much better. And God knew what I needed versus what I thought I wanted.
Ooh, That's a bar. I am grateful in seasons of my life. God has given me what I needed and not what I thought I wanted.
Right.
So you're going to hear all of this wisdom plus these songs Saturday in Lima, Ohio, put on by Ascension, taking our community higher. And In Faith Ministries, doors open at 4. You can go online to get tickets, rnp941.org. God over money is going to be in the house. Bizzle, Dayton, what can we expect on Saturday?
It's going to be dope. It's going to be entertainment, but it's also going to be ministry.
Come on.
Like, one thing that we try to do is we always want to be open to whatever God wants us to say or do in the moment. Mm-hmm. Because while it's our event, overall it's His event. And His will is always to be done. So, you know, definitely bring your kids out. Bring yourself out, too, though. Because, you know, we just not in the habit of entertaining kids. Like, yeah. We got grown-up experiences with grown-up trials and tribulations. So, you know, just come out and hopefully you can grow from it, too.
Bizzle, thank you for your time today. Appreciate you hanging out here on Rhythm and Praise 94.1.
Thank you for having me. God bless.